Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from the Westchester Table Tennis Center in Pleasantville, Westchester Talk Radio presents Smash Hunger. It's a ping pong tournament event to benefit the community food pantry at St. Mary's in Mohegan Lake. My name is Jim Cleafield. I'm your host, along with a mix master, Maddie the K-Mac Kane, our extraordinary engineer. And we want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our special host today, J.P. McHale Pest Management, along with Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. Well, yes, indeed, our friends J.P. McHale Pest Management, a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio, is hosting today's charity round robin ping pong tournament. And again, it's to benefit the community food pantry at St. Mary's. They're located in Mohegan Lake. And what it is, the community food pantry, for those of you who aren't familiar with that, it's a grassroots, all-volunteer staff service that's been in operation, would you believe, for over 3 decades, 30 years. And what they are, they're a self-select pantry serving 3 meals for 3 days. And nobody is turned away if they're in such need. And that's what this day really is all about. A wonderful atmosphere here. Many kids looking forward to playing some ping pong for a worthy cause. And we have with us, representing our host today, we have Rich McHale. And he is the owner and vice president of J.P. McHale. And Rich, good to have you all with us. It looks like it's going to be a very fun day.
Yeah, it's our first year doing the ping pong event using this venue. We usually do the bowling, but we changed it up and turned out to be a bigger turnout than in the years past, so I'm very happy.
How many were we expecting in terms of the turnout today, do you know?
Yeah, we're probably got about 100 players, and I'm thinking between 120 and 130 people altogether.
So how did this all come about, this partnership with the community food pantry? Tell us about it.
Well, I guess almost 10 years ago, we were approached by the pantry, and we were always donating to them over the years, locally putting in on Thanksgiving we go out and buy turkeys, and then it just kind of progressed into a bowling event, and then now it's into this ping pong.
So they wanted to kind of change the pace. The kids were interested in playing more ping pong this year?
Yeah, well, I haven't, but I could tell you everybody that I approached who wanted to play all said they're going to win the tournament. So somehow everybody's a ping pong champion. Some people I knew these for over 20 years, and I never even knew they played ping pong, but they are going to win the tournament.
Well, again, this is for a very worthy cause, the Community Food Pantry. How much do you hope to raise from today's event for them?
We're looking about to raise around $25,000.
$25,000, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That could really feed a lot of hungry people in Westchester.
Yeah. Yes, it can.
Yeah. Because as wealthy as this county is, there is another side to this county, Rich. A lot of people do go hungry, and fundraisers like this throughout the year really do make a difference.
Yeah, you know, one of the things about the food pantry, first of all, it grows every year. When I mean grows, in a bad way, it feeds more and more families every year. So on that side of it, it's sad to say that it gets bigger, because it actually, more and more families depend on it. The other thing is, food pantries in general just seem to be, people think about them during the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, but then there's, 11 months out of the year where they need your help just as bad as they do around the holidays. And so this is a good time to bring attention to it. And anyone out there that's looking to volunteer, you don't have to wait till Christmas or Thanksgiving to volunteer at a food pantry. Summertime is really when they need you, because no one's thinking of them.
Yeah, it really isn't just the holidays, Rich. You really hit the nail on the head. It's an all-year-round problem, 365.
Yeah, and, a lot of the food that you donate, if it's not perishable, it's only good for a few days. So, again, everyone donates during the holidays, but then after that, they're still looking for food donations. And so this is a good time to do it. And, again, I want to bring awareness to it outside of just the holiday season.
So people who are listening to this and may want to come down, what do they see when they come into the Table Tennis Center today as far as the setup?
Well, they're going to see we have food here. We have Shark Radio. We have the big inflatable shark where the kids can, throw the ball into the mouth, win a prize. We have a lot of giveaways, a lot of J.P. McHale paraphernalia. We have cash prizes. We have Yankee tickets we're giving away. We have Met tickets we're giving away. The better team of the two, in my opinion. And just a lot of fun. Good aura.
It sounds like a lot
of
fun.
Good people.
Yeah, so as far as J.P. McKell, just kind of updates what's going on with you guys. How's business going for you?
Business is good. You know, as it's a family-oriented business. I got two brothers involved. My brother Jim's the president. He kind of directs our company. I got my brother Doug runs our tree and lawn division, and then I'm in charge of our environmental division at J.P. McKell called EnviroCare.
If anybody would like more information about your services, where can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, they can go on to nopests.com, and you can find all our services right online.
Nopests.com, very easy to remember. Well, Rich McKell, owner, vice president, J.P. McKell, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have fun today.
Thank you, and thanks for helping us out. Appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Rich. Thanks for joining us. Rich McKell, ladies and gentlemen, owner and vice president of J.P. McKell Pest Management, not only the proud sponsors of Westchester Talk Radio, but they're hosting today's charity ping pong round robin tournament to benefit the community food pantry, St. Mary's there in Mohegan Lake. My name is Jim Cleafield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for the short break and return with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a festive Sunday here at the Westchester Table Tennis Center in Pleasantville as we're here for a charity ping pong tournament going on today, hosted by our friends J.P. McKell Pest Management. That's going on here today in Pleasantville. My name is Jim Cleafield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCain, our extraordinary engineer. And we want to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by J.P. McKell Pest Management, along with Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Faceless Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. And as I look around, just a real festive atmosphere, as we said, over 100 kids taking part in this charity ping pong tournament, and it's to benefit the community food pantry at St. Mary's in Mohegan Lake. They are the beneficiaries of this event. And joining us right now, another representative of J.P. McKell. We're happy to have with us Rob Rieger. He's Sales and Marketing Director. Rob, good to have you with us. What a wonderful turnout this is.
Yeah, great day here. Andrew's guns are a little distracting from the crowd there, but as Andrew says, ping pong out, guns out, I guess. But yeah, great day.
That's the mantra, right? Well, I'll say, but this really is for a worthy cause. All kidding aside here, Rob, because last year I guess they did bowling. Now they decided to switch it up a bit to come to the tennis center here for some ping pong. But again, it is for a very worthy cause. It's called Smash Hunger. That's the name of the event today.
Yeah, that was actually my input. Come up with Smash Hunger.
You did.
But yeah, I was a little dubious from, we've always done the bowling in the past and switching it up to the ping pong, but it's been a great turnout and a little further down county here, which I think has helped bring out some additional people as well. So all in all, a great day and a great crowd and, you know, happy to support the food pantry. You know, we live, work, and, you know, support the communities that we're in, and this is just another great way of doing that.
Well, we spoke with Rich earlier, and he told me they're expecting to raise $25,000 from today's event. Is that correct?
Yeah. So that, you know, each year it seems to grow a little more, and, you know, this has been their biggest year ever as far as raising the money for the food pantry. So all good.
And as I look around, I mean, we see the smiles on the kids' faces. I mean, looking forward to playing ping pong. They just love doing that. And again, to stamp out hunger, to smash hunger, because it is a problem 365 a year. It's not just during the holiday season. It's all year round. And events like these really do make a difference.
Yeah, and it's everywhere. You know, hunger is everywhere, not just in the city, or, you know, it's in the suburbs and out in the country. So it's everywhere. So, again, however we can help, we're glad to do it.
And I was told maybe about 100 people were expected at this event as far as the number of kids, maybe more than that?
Yeah, I think between 100 and 120. And, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I'm not quite sure what's going to all happen when the balls start flying, but it should be interesting to see.
So how are you actually raising the money? How do you go about doing it? Is it from the entries for the tournament?
Yeah, so we have a great list of sponsors, and so two ways, through the sponsorships and then also the entry fee for the teams that are playing. So on both sides of it. So it's probably about 50-50 split between the players and our, you know, generous sponsors.
So the money that you're expecting to raise this year, that would be more than last year that you had?
Yeah, so I think we were a little over 15,000 last year, so this is a significant jump this year. So, yeah, and it'll go into the food pantry.
So really a change of venue and location really is making a difference. It gives you more money this year?
Yeah. I think changing it up, something new with the ping pongs helped. And, again, each year it just seems to grow a little more and more, you know, word of mouth and people happy to get behind a good cause and have some fun while doing it.
Now let's talk about more about what you do for those who aren't familiar with J.P. McHale. Now you're the sales and marketing director, so what do you exactly do as far as your duties there?
So my duties, include, promoting our brand out in the community through advertising, public relation, community events, and then also manage the inside sales team to make sure we're, delivering on our service promise to our customers and loyal customer base.
And if anybody wants more information about your services, again, you just go on the website, nopest.com, right?
Yep, nopest.com. You can also call us at 800-479-2284.
And what are your hours during the week?
So we're open 9 to 5:30.
9 to 5:30, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, and Saturday mornings, too. So
that's
9 to 1 on Saturdays as well.
So in case somebody needs something on the weekend, you're available.
Actually 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, and then 8:30 to 1 on Saturdays.
All right. Well, Rob, it's good to have you with us here today, and I hope you have some fun. I think it's going to be a real great turnout, and best success to you.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Rob Rieger joining us, ladies and gentlemen, from J.P. McHale Pest Management. They're hosting the Smash Hunger event, this charity ping pong tournament going on here at the Westchester Table Tennis Center. Again, it's to benefit the community food pantry, St. Mary's in Mohegan Lake. It's going on all day long. My name is Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside and return right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a festive Sunday here at the Westchester Table Tennis Center in Pleasantville, as we're here for J.P. McHale Pest Management's Charity Ping Pong Tournament. It's to benefit the community food pantry at St. Mary's in Lake Mohegan. It's called Smash Hunger. That's the name of the event. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K. McCain, our engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by J.P. McKell Pest Management, along with Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, Salem Golf Club, and Michael Labriola, Inc. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. And now I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest, one of the sponsors of this event, representing an artist you might be familiar with, named Charles Fizzino, and that's based out of New Rochelle. And we have with us Julie Maynard. She's Director of Business Affairs, and that's with Charles Fizzino Art Publishing Company. That's the name. But also, Julie, you sit on the board of the Community Food Pantry, which is the beneficiary of this wonderful event.
I do, and I'm really, really happy to be here. I am doing a little bit of double dipping, being here for Charles Fizzino and also for the food pantry, but it's an incredible event. If you could see it, there's hundreds of people here. It's an amazing event, and we hope to raise a lot of money for the food pantry.
Is this the first time you sponsored this?
This is the first time we've sponsored it. Charles Fizzino has sponsored some other events for the food pantry. But this is the first time we've ever brought a team in, because usually in the past it's been a golf tournament that Rich has put on to benefit the food pantry. And needless to say, I'm a lousy golfer, so we haven't had a team entered in the golf tournament before. But you know, they switched it to ping pong this year, and here we are.
Well, I must say, they're expecting to raise a tremendous amount this year, Julie. Last year, they got $15,000 as a result of the bowling tournament. This year, they're expecting $25,000.
We are. We're expecting $25,000, which will go an awfully long way towards helping us operate the food pantry out of Mohegan Lake at St. Mary's.
Well, as we said, we talked to our earlier guest, that hunger is a problem not just during the holiday season. It is all year round. And it's really wonderful to have events like these to raise the kind of money necessary to feed those people that are hungry in Westchester. As wealthy as this county is, Julie, there is another side of the county, and people do go hungry all year round.
That's for sure. I mean, people don't realize that there is so much need in Westchester, of all places, one of the richest counties in the country. But Rich McHale and McHale Pest Management has been incredibly supportive for many, many, many years for the food pantry, and they're a good part of the reason why we're able to operate continuously for almost 30 years, feeding the hungry in Westchester. And when this food pantry started about 30 years ago, I think they were feeding about 10 families a week. And now we feed over 100 families a week out of the food pantry.
That's quite a lot. Now, you sit on the board of the Community Food Pantry, so what exactly is your role with that?
Well, you know, I think the biggest role that I have is the same as anybody else who volunteers for the food pantry, and that's showing up on Saturday mornings. We have our weekly distribution. It's a select your own, almost like a grocery store for those in need. And I volunteer there whenever I can get over there on Saturday mornings. And we do also special distributions for different holidays. Being on the board, I guess I have some sort of input into the finances and into the fundraising and just the general support and overall foundation of the food pantry.
And let's talk about Charles Fizzino, the art publishing company you represent. You are a sponsor here. How did that come about?
Well, Charles Fizzino, my boss, internationally renowned artist, is a very, very philanthropic guy. We've sponsored a lot of events over the course of my 20-year tenure with him. And being that the food pantry is something that's close and dear to my heart, he felt the urge to get involved wherever he can. We do some food drives at the office, so we collect food. So they're all aware of what the mission of the food pantry is, and they support it wholeheartedly. And Charles was kind enough to sponsor Team Fizzino for this ping pong tournament.
And again, when you're looking for food donations, non-perishables, right?
Yeah, for the most part. We do distribute some perishable foods, but for the most part, in terms of donations, we would prefer non-perishables. You know, pastas, soups, canned goods, canned vegetables are always in need. And you know, pretty much whatever you can go, whenever you go to the grocery store, just pick up an extra item or two and bring it on over to us. And we have a great team of people to bring in your donation and sort it and get it back out to the people that need it.
All right. So if anybody is listening to this, they're interested in making a donation to you, who can they contact?
Well, they can go to our website, CFP, the Community Food Pantry at stmarys.com, and get our address there. But we are on Main Street in Mohegan Lake at the St. Mary's Episcopal Church. And there's an office there that's open Monday through Friday. I believe it's from about 10 to 2. Or you can bring donations to us on Saturday mornings when we're open for distribution from 9:30 to 11.
All
and
right.
That's the best time for you to bring some stuff by.
Great information. And again, hopefully you know, we can make a difference not only today, but again, all year round, because, as I said, you know, helping the hungry, smash hunger, that's the name of the event, ladies and gentlemen. Just a very worthy cause. Well, Julie, thank you so much for joining us. Hope you have fun today, and best of luck to you.
My pleasure. And I'd just like to really give a shout out to Rich McHale, because he's done an incredible job. His company is a fantastic company. They've been around for a long time. They are the best at what they do, and Rich is the best at what he does, and is very philanthropic, and we're just really, really happy to have him as a supporter.
And we can't emphasize this enough, ladies and gentlemen. Again, J.P. McHale Pest Management, a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio. Julie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Julie Mader, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Business Affairs with Charles Fazzino Art Publishing Company, and sits on the board of the Food Pantry, the beneficiary of the Smash Hunger event. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. Back with more in just a moment.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Westchester Table Tennis Center in Pleasantville. We're here for Smash Hunger, hosted by J.P. McHale Pest Management. It's a charity ping pong tournament going on here today, and it's to benefit the Community Food Pantry, St. Mary's in Mohegan Lake. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mac K, and our extraordinary engineer. And we want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by J.P. McHale Pest Management, along with Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. Joining me now, my very next guest, representing one of the 12 teams taking part in today's charity ping pong round robin tournament, we have Mike Antonucci with us. He's commercial sales manager with a relatively new company in the Hudson Valley called DIPS. That's the acronym for Drop-In Planting System. And Mike, good to have you with us. The name of your team today,
thank you,
the Cortland Ballers, right?
Yep, Cortland Ballers. We're pretty much all my friends from Hendrick Hudson High School. Yeah. Every one of us graduated there.
All right. And this is the first time you've helped with JP, right?
First time I've helped JP McHale's with the fundraiser, yes.
Yeah. Now, what made you get involved in this? Because, as I said, you were really interested in helping the company, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a good cause, a great cause. I've known the McHale's since we were kids. And, you know, I just decided that it's time to start giving back and help out.
Now, last year what they did, obviously you weren't involved with last year's event. It was a bowling tournament. They raised $15,000. This year they're hoping to raise 25 Gs for this.
Yeah, it looks like a good turnout here. I mean, we got a lot of people. The table tennis is really up and coming now, too. A lot more popular.
It really is. Maybe because perhaps, I know it's an Olympic sport. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Perhaps. I don't know if that has a lot to do with it. It's just, you know what? People are into trends, and it's a new trend, and it seems to be really popular around the world, actually.
And they were anticipating, I think, 100 to 125 participants in today's event?
Yeah, I believe it's supposed to be 12 teams with 10 participants each. You know, that's give or take. There might be a few extras and a few less here and there, but probably about 120 people.
Well, again, we talk about the beneficiary of this. Again, it's the Community Food Pantry, Mohegan Lake. That's the St. Mary's in Mohegan Lake. And again, they're one of those organizations. They've been doing this for over 30 years now, I understand. And it really making a difference for those in Westchester who need this help.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people do just need help. And, you know, people in their daily lives don't realize how much other people struggle. And, you know, something as simple as this really makes a difference.
As wealthy as the county is here in Westchester, and really throughout the entire Hudson Valley, I mean, there are people that do go hungry, and events like these are really important because that they need these donations.
Absolutely. You've got to take care of your own people.
And as I said, mainly the donations, Mike, are coming from, I guess, the entry fees for today?
Well, I believe, you know, as a team captain, we were asked to get sponsorship. I didn't do such a great job. I did get one sponsor, my friend Steve Benjamin's company, the Dermot Company, real estate management company. And outside of that, yes, then there's just an entry fee per player of 35.
But every little bit helps, though.
Absolutely.
And again, your company, again, what you do, your company is only 3 months old. I know you're helping with JP with this event, but your business, again, is relatively new, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's owned by Scott Myers, another friend of mine from Hendrick Hudson, that patented a revolutionary new landscaping system, www.my-dips.com. Drop-in planting system. It's really self-explanatory, but go check out the video, check out the website.
Yeah, so it's relatively new technology here?
It's really just a simple thing that people thought of for years, but nobody actually went and finished. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes the simplest ideas are the best.
And you take that idea and you kind of advance it, right?
Yeah, Scotty spent he actually spent 5 years fully developing the product. And now that we're ready to go, we have product and we're ramped up. We're ready to sell.
And you serve the entire Hudson Valley, including Westchester?
We're going to try to serve the entire country.
The entire country, not just locally?
No. We're going to grow fast, and it's going to be rapid, and people are going to take notice.
Well, then, I'm sure they will. Well, if anybody wants the information about your company, it's www.my-dips.com?
That's correct.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you for joining us today. We wish your team all the best of luck. I hope you come out on top, and again, for a very worthy cause today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here, and best of luck to you guys in the future as well.
Thank you. Mike Antonucci, ladies and gentlemen, again, he represents the Cortland Ballers, one of 12 teams represented here at this wonderful event. Again, we're broadcasting live from the Westchester Table Tennis Center in Pleasantville for Smash Hunger. It's hosted by J.P. McKell Pest Management, and all the proceeds benefit the Community Food Pantry, St. Mary's at Mohegan Lake. They hope to raise about $25,000 before this day is done. My name is Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back with more in just a moment.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live on a festive Sunday here at the Westchester Table Tennis Center. We're here for an event called Smash Hunger, hosted by our friends at J.P. McKell Pest Management. It is a charity ping pong tournament to benefit the food pantry, the community food pantry, St. Mary's at Mohegan Lake. That's going on today. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K. Matt Kane, our extraordinary engineer. And we want to let you know, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by J.P. McKell Pest Management, along with Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Faceless Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. I'm joined by my very next guest represented here at this event today. His name is Chris Clark, and he is Promotions Assistant with WHUD, located in the Hudson Valley. They are Westchester and the Hudson Valley's music and information station, don't you know? And of course, they have a great connection to us here at Westchester Talk Radio and Shark Creative because they help with our commercials. And Chris, really good to have you with us today. Just a really fun day going on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's really cool. Got a lot of ping pong, got a lot of serious competitors over here, so it's good to be here.
It really is. We have 12 teams represented today. We were expecting about, I think, 100 to 125 participants in this tournament. But really, the main reason we're here, Chris, as you certainly know, is that we're here to benefit the community food pantry because there are people that do go hungry, not just in Westchester, but really throughout the region all year round, right?
Yes. I am aware it's for a great cause. A lot of people here benefiting that cause, so it's a nice thing.
And certainly you go to all these different events. I mean, this certainly is extra special. What they did last year, for those of you who just tuned in, last year it was a bowling tournament that was the fundraiser for the community food pantry. Last year they raised $15,000. This year they're expected to raise $25,000 as a result of coming here, Chris.
Wow, that's amazing. It's crazy what something like this can do. It's really beneficial for stuff like that. So,
do you love playing ping pong?
Do I? There's a team here called the One Hit Wonder. I would say I'm also a one hit wonder. I'm not too good at ping pong myself.
No.
So yeah, but you know, it's fun to play.
So. I really do enjoy ping pong because it's a really fun thing. Table tennis, it really is a fun sport. And again, it's all for a worthy cause today. I mean, that's the reason why we are here today. And just seeing the smile on the kids' faces, I mean, I notice across from our booth here, they're playing with the inflatable shark. They're having fun with that. And just, but again, it's a good cause, a good charity.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of kids here, a lot of adults, all ages really came out to support this cause. So. It's really nice.
Yeah. What do you love most about being at an event like this, Chris?
Well, I guess just all the people, all the different people that come out. I mean, like you said, it's for a great cause. So just being here knowing that is just, it's a good feeling being able to be a part of this. So.
Yeah, and again, this event's going on till late this afternoon. So anybody who's listening, you can certainly stop by and check it out here. Again, the Westchester Table Tennis Center in Pleasantville is where he is. So things going well for you? And your job?
Oh, yeah, I love it here. I just started working at WHUD, and, you know, I love being in radio. I love being in this setting, so it's really nice. I really love it.
Yeah, do you enjoy the promotions aspect of that? Because it really does get you out into the community with events like this.
I meet so many different people with so many different events, so many different backgrounds, so it's really awesome just coming to different events like this and others, so... It's really nice.
And it's very well attended today, that is for sure. Well, Chris, it's good to have you on with us
today.
Thank
you for having me.
Have a lot of fun, and thanks for joining
us.
We appreciate you being a part of our team here.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it. That's Chris Clark, ladies and gentlemen, promotions intern with WHUD, joining us here today. They're one of the vendors that are on hand here for this wonderful cause today. Again, the name is called Smash Hunger. That's what this is all about, to smash hunger, and that's to benefit the Community Food Pantry, St. Mary's in Mohegan Lake here in Westchester. My name is Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for a moment for the short break and return right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Westchester Table Tennis Center here in Pleasantville on a beautiful Sunday, as we're here for an event called Smash Hunger, hosted by our friends at J.P. McKell Pest Management, a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio. And the proceeds from today's charity ping pong tournament will go to benefit the Community Food Pantry St. Mary's. They're located in Mohegan Lake. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCain, our extraordinary engineer. And we want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by J.P. McKell Pest Management, along with Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, Salem Golf Club, and Michael Labriola, Inc. And we're pleased to have with us our very next guest at this event today. We have Colin Rudd with us. He is a volunteer. And Colin, you told me this is your first time helping out with this wonderful cause. They're expected to raise about $25,000 for the food pantry.
Yeah, this is my first time here. I'm really impressed with the turnout here. It's amazing.
So what actually brought you out today? Were you approached about doing this? How did that all get started?
Yeah, I have a friend that works at J.P. McKell, so came along for that and, just support the cause.
Well, again, J.P. McKell, again, is helping out with this event. Last year, they had a bowling tournament, which raised $15,000, and as we said, $25,000 is what expected to raise for today's event, because they felt maybe a change of venue, ping pong would be even more attractive, and judging by the turnout today, Colin, I mean, it's really doing very, very well.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how many people are here to actually participate and play ping pong. I didn't realize that this entire venue is dedicated to ping pong. So it's just a hidden treasure here in Westchester County.
Well, table tennis is growing in popularity as a sport, not necessarily because it's an Olympic sport, but just a lot of kids are playing it, and this is just the ideal location for this kind of an event today, and just to see the smiles on their faces, they're just having a wonderful time, so are their parents.
Yeah, I like the fact that on some of the TV monitors around the place, they have Olympic matches going on, so some of these younger players can really aspire to step their game up a little bit and you know, get inspired by these guys that are out there.
Well, after all, you're volunteering for this, Colin, again, for a worthy cause. Again, the Community Food Pantry, St. Mary's at Mohegan Lake, like Mohegan, they've been around for 30 years now, and the need to feed the hungry in Westchester and the region just continues to grow, not just during the holidays, but all year round.
Yeah, it's a great charity to support, and it's great that JP McKell is pushing for donations, and it looks like we're on pace to beat last year's numbers, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I believe mainly a lot of the donations will be coming from the entry fees today, as I was told before the event started today. Yes.
Yeah, there's entry fees. There's also some 50-50s going on and things like that. So they're supplementing the entry fee numbers by going around selling raffle tickets and different giveaways and things like that.
Are you involved in any other causes of society? This one?
This is the first one I've really gotten involved with, So, I just thought it was a really good cause, and I was looking to get involved more with the community. So, so this is a good start, and I'll probably be figuring out what else to work with.
Well, you live in Fishkill, so I mean, you're representing the Hudson Valley, but Westchester certainly as much a part of it, because again, it's really not only a local problem, but a region-wide problem as well. And again, this Smash Hunger event, certainly we hope we'll make a dent in that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the entire Hudson Valley, we're all neighbors. So, Westchester County, Dutchess County, Putnam County, we're all in this together. And, we're all just trying to help each other. So, Dutchess County has its food pantries as well. And, this is a good event to start off with.
It really is. Well, Colin, we really appreciate you having with us, being on with us today, and thanks for volunteering, and hope you have fun today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. Right. Colin Redden, ladies and gentlemen, a volunteer. He lives in Fishkill up in the Hudson Valley, and he's here taking part in this event. Again, it's called Smash Hunger, hosted by our friends at JP McKell Pest Management, a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio, as they're hosting this to benefit the Community Food Pantry, St. Mary's in Mohegan, Lake Mohegan. That's the beneficiary for this today. My name is Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Radio. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take this short break and be back with more of the show right after this.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, short or long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a very festive Sunday afternoon here at the Westchester Table Tennis Center in Pleasantville. We're here for an event called Smash Hunger. It's a charity ping pong tournament to benefit the Community Food Pantry, Lake Mohegan. That's the Community Food Pantry, St. Mary's, and they're looking to raise a lot of money for this wonderful cause. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCain, our extraordinary engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by today's special host, J.P. McKell Pest Management, along with Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Isn't it always, Matt? And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio. And please follow us on Instagram. We're happy you can do that. You can find us at Shark Creative. And yes, this is a wonderful event going on today. We have 12 teams participating in this charity ping pong tournament. About 100 to 125 people expected. And again, they're hoping to raise about $25,000 for this wonderful cause, the Community Food Pantry, Lake Mohegan. That's the one at St. Mary's, the Community Food Pantry. And we have with us two wonderful guests here. We're kind of keeping it in the family here at Westchester Talk Radio and Shark Creative for this segment. They are both cousins of our CEO and owner, Andrew Castellano, as a matter of fact. To my immediate immediate right is Ariana Amin, and to her right is Danielle Mangieri. And the reason they're here today is their husbands are actually taking part in this tournament. Is that right, Ariana?
Yes, that's right. They're having a lot of fun here.
Yeah. Do they love playing ping pong? What's their game like? Have you seen them play?
They're not the best, but they've definitely been practicing over the past few weeks.
Is there such a thing as a handicap? In ping pong? I guess
I'm not sure. They're definitely golfers, but not sure about this.
Yeah, but obviously they're having a great time, as we all are today, and I can see the smiles on these kids' faces. Just a wonderful day today.
Absolutely. The kids are having so much fun. The energy is just so positive. It's really a great event to be part of.
Well, again, we are here for a worthy cause, and either one of you can answer this. I mean, benefiting the community food pantry, I mean, that's what this is all about, hoping to raise money, because there are people that really do go hungry here in Westchester and really all around the Hudson Valley region.
Absolutely. It just feels good to be here and giving back.
It is. And some of the money they're looking to raise from this comes from the entrance fees. Not all of it, but some of it.
Right, yeah. There's an entrance fee to play. They're also doing 50-50. The kids are running around having a good time. They have food for sale and donated food that everyone can have. It's just a really good event.
Yeah, it really is. And I think in contrast to what last year's event was like, it was a bowling event that took place a year ago, and they raised $15,000. But as we talked to the organizers, our friends at J.P. McHale, I think the reason they wanted to move it to this venue, because it was much more down lower in the county, and to get a bigger turnout than last year. And I think they've accomplished that.
Yes, I would definitely say they have accomplished that. And I would imagine just next year becoming even larger.
Yeah, I can imagine it can only get bigger and bigger. And Danielle, your thoughts here, again, your husband taking part in this. Again, just a wonderful cause for this food pantry.
Yeah, it's great vibe, great energy. They're both having so much fun already. Like Ariana had said, they're not the best ping pong players, but they're definitely having a lot of fun.
Yeah, you don't have to be a pro. You don't have to be an Olympic athlete. I mean, it's about having fun, and that's what really the name of the game today. So this is your first time actually being here at the center?
Yes, the first time.
What are your impressions of this place? Because this is our second time, my second time here. I'm very impressed with what I've seen here.
So far, it's really organized, actually. Not that I didn't expect anything less, but like Ariana said, the food has been donated, all the 50-50 raffles and the tables, the energy is great, and honestly, it's a lot of fun. It really is, for the kids and for the participants.
Well, there are fundraisers to feed the hungry all year round. I mean, that goes without saying, but it's an extra special touch to make it fun for the kids, and like I said, they're having a great time, and the food pantry, it benefits as well. It really is win-win for everybody.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, again, to your husband's, they're going to win today? How are they doing out there?
Winning. I think it's about the cause. Yeah. No, I do not think that they're going to win. We're very supportive, but we're also very realistic. And they're just having fun out there, and that's all that matters.
Well, everybody is. We're certainly having a good time. Well, we appreciate having you both on, and thanks for coming up with us, and hope you have fun the rest of the day.
Great. I hope you have a good day, too.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Again, that's Ariana Amin and Danielle Mangieri, and cousins of our CEO and owner at Shark Creative, Andrew Castellano, with us. Their husbands are taking part in this benefit ping pong tournament. Again, it's for the Community Food Pantry, St. Mary's. They're located in Lake Mohegan. That's going on today. My name is Jim Cleefield, and just a reminder, you are listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. More coming up in just a moment.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Westchester Table Tennis Center in Pleasantville. We're here for a very worthy cause today. It's called Smash Hunger, hosted by our friends at J.P. McHale Pest Management, a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio. And all the proceeds today benefit the Community Food Pantry, St. Mary's at Lake Mohegan. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-McCain, our extraordinary engineer. I want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by J.P. McHale Pest Management, along with Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Warp Wartburg, Reverso Associates Faceless Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. And now I'm joined by my very next guest, another of the volunteers at this wonderful event. We have Peter Oberg, is that right?
That's correct.
Peter Oberg, and he has a company he owns called Peter Oberg Photography. They deal with customers in Westchester, clients, if you will.
That's right.
And he's a volunteer. And Peter, this is the first time you've helped out with this?
Yes, it is.
And did you have a connection with JP?
Sure. I'm friends with Rich McHale, and he's the owner. And we do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu together.
Oh, you do?
Yep. He's a great guy, and he told the team that he's doing this fundraiser and how important it is, so we got a bunch of guys to come out and support it.
Yeah, let's talk about that. For those who just joined us, they're looking to raise even more than they did last year. It's the first time they've done a ping pong tournament. A year ago, it was a bowling tournament, and they raised $15,000. This year, they're hoping for about $25,000, which is extraordinary.
Yeah, it's amazing. Rich is an awesome guy. He's a successful guy, a great businessman, and he always gives back to the community in the ways that he does in terms of fundraising for needy charities. So his example as a human being is really why I'm here.
And again, it's your first time actually helping out with sports, right?
It's my first time helping out.
What are your impressions of this wonderful center here? Again, they were expecting about 100 to 125 participants. We've got 12 teams participating in all, and everybody's having a wonderful time here.
Yeah, everyone's having a great time. I've been going around taking photos of all the people participating. I've been shooting some video also, and everyone is very positive, very upbeat. They're happy to be here, and they're having just pure fun. Meeting new people and raising money for people in need.
So your official role here as a volunteer, you're the actual photographer for today's event?
I am, and I'm also shooting some video.
You are.
So I'm trying to get both angles for them. When you see people doing things like this, coming together for a good cause, it really, for me personally, it moves me. And just makes me want to do more, because sometimes you don't realize how fortunate you are in your life circumstances until you see other people who are in greater need than you are. So, just seeing the whole community come out here, people don't know each other, joining together, raising money, but also having a lot of fun and meeting and making new friends. It's really a beautiful thing.
Very good information there, because, everybody has problems in their life, Peter, but perhaps, our problems pale in comparison to those who go hungry every night. They can't put food on the table for whatever the reason is, and that's why an event like this is so important all year round.
Absolutely. It's very important. For me personally, I almost died about 4 years ago, and that changed my life completely. Since that day, I've never felt sorry for myself or complained about my life in any way. It opened my eyes to the beauty of the world around and to see how really fortunate I am personally, no matter what's going on in my life. So when I see a guy like Rich McHale, who leads by example and just gives his heart and just encourages people to come and support this, it encourages me to be a better person. And to be a better person by helping others is the ultimate goal, I think. It's just a win-win for everyone. And it's a good thing to do.
And fighting through adversity as you did, and you came through to the other side, you saw the light after the darkness. And for people who are struggling every day, just going hungry, something like this, to lend that helping hand really does make a difference and makes their lives even better.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. We all get caught up in our problems. Everyone has problems. Does it make a difference how much money you have or how little money you have? There might be different types of problems, but everyone has problems. And if you get stuck in your own problems, you don't see the people around you. And for me, going through an experience, I actually had a heart attack, and I just made it by minutes. And when I was told that I survived and I'm going to make it, everything changed. I saw beauty in the most simplest things, which before I was caught up in, the rat race of making a living and stuff. So when I see, someone like Rich McHale from, JP, just doing the right thing, because instinctively it's what a person like that does, it just encourages me again to be a better person or to try to be a better person. Because people are here giving without asking. And really, it's a really moving experience for me.
Well, an incredible story you just shared with us, a really heartwarming story. And I'm very happy for you that you came through the way you did, through that adversity. And now you're giving back. And I think maybe perhaps if somebody's listening to this, hopefully, with your story and this fundraiser today will inspire them to help others.
I hope so, too. It's great being here. It's great meeting all these new people. from all walks of life, and again, just raising money for a great cause. So I encourage people to help out when they can, in any way they can. And next year, when Rich does more of this, please come down and join us. Help us out. Because when you help your neighbor, you're actually helping yourself in the end. Right? We're one family. All of us.
Enough said. Now, Peter, I can't tell you how much we appreciate having you on again. I'm really happy for you. That you're healthy now. You came through all that, and Godspeed to all of you. And thanks for helping out today. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me speak with you guys. And everyone have a great day.
Thank you, Peter. Peter Oberg, ladies and gentlemen, the owner of Peter Oberg Photography. He's the official videographer and photographer for today's fundraiser, and he is joining us here at this wonderful event. Again, it's called Smash Hunger, going on here at the Westchester Table Tennis Center, hosted by our good friends at J.P. McKell Pest Management, a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back with more after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Table Tennis Center in Pleasantville. We're here for a worthy cause today. It's called Smash Hunger, hosted by our friends at J.P. McKell Pest Management, a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio. And it's a charity ping pong tournament to benefit the community food pantry, St. Mary's at Lake Mohegan. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. We want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by J.P. McKell Pest Management, along with Entergy and Ian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, Salem Golf Club, and Michael Labriola, Inc. And we're pleased to be joined by our very next guest, representing one of the 12 teams in this ping pong tournament. We have Murphy Whalen with us. He's the captain of the Soul Fighters team. And Murphy, good to have you with us here today.
Oh, good to be here for a worthy cause.
Now, how did you get involved with this, with your team? When did that get started?
I got started about 2 years ago when I joined Soul Fighters Brewster, and I took up Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and that's when I met Rich McHale, and I got involved last year in the fundraiser he had for St. Mary's, where it was bowling last year, and then more than happy to participate this year.
Last year they raised $15,000 as a result of the bowling tournament.
Yep.
They're hoping this year to improve that to $25,000.
Yeah, I think we're close. We're close.
Yeah, they expected about, 100 to 125 people to take part in this tournament, and your team, of course, is one of them. And it's just a really worthy cause, Murphy, the fact that hunger is a year-round problem. It's not just during the holiday season, but 365 days a year.
Oh, it is. And I think, the best part of this, it's just, people helping other people, getting together, using your time and, to come here for a worthy cause. We're not relying... everybody's, chipping in and, donating. And, Rich is such a great guy, such a charitable guy, and, such a worthy cause.
It really is. And as far as the food pantry, it's been around over 30 years, and they feed many, many families. I mean, right from their humble beginnings, just the need continues to grow each and every year exponentially.
Yep, it does. That's why it's so important that people come out and donate, to this cause.
And at least a portion of the proceeds come from at least the entry fee. They also do a 50-50. They get some of the money from that also?
Yes, they do. Yep.
Yeah. And as I said, and looking around the room here, I mean, to see not only the parents here, but also the kids and their smiling faces taking part in this, a chance to play table tennis, which, again, is a sport that's growing in popularity, but, again, for a worthy cause like this today.
Oh, it is. I didn't even know this place existed, but...
We're back. This is my second year here. I'm really impressed.
Yeah, no, this is something. This is some facility here. So, no, again, it's fun. It's a good time. And, you know, Rich is such a great guy. He works so hard organizing this. And, you know, the least we could do is come out and help him out.
And, again, the participation really is key. And, again, I don't know how many came last year to the bowling event, but it seems to me the turnout is much, much bigger than last year, given the change in venue this year.
Yes, I think, you know, Rich really pushed it, and, you know, we all did our part to push and, you know, try to get as many people to participate as we could and, you know, again, bring the, you know, bring the number up to $25,000 this year. You know, they raised 15 last year, and, you know, if we can get, you know, at least 25 this year, that would be great.
And that can feed a lot of families.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
Yeah.
You know, such a worthy cause.
It absolutely is. So, if anybody really wants more information about getting involved, I guess they can contact the food pantry in Lake Mohegan. That's where they are at Westchester, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, and so again, I don't know how well your team did today, but certainly hope you're having a great time competing. I mean, it's not about the winning. It's really about making a difference in people's lives. That's what this event is truly about today.
No, it is. You know, it's so important that we help our neighbors. And, you know, again, people helping people, it's, you know, in my opinion, so much more effective, you know, than relying on, you know, the government or someone else. I think, you know, helping out your fellow man is... You know, it's the way to go.
It's all about community, Bob.
Yep,
Murphy, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you having us with us today, and hope you had a wonderful time.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Murphy. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. That's Murphy Whalen, ladies and gentlemen. He's the captain of the Soul Fighters. Again, they represent Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu up in Brewster, New York, and they're one of 12 teams taking part in this charity ping pong tournament, which is to benefit, again, the community food pantry, St. Mary's at Lake Mohegan. Again, this event with J.P. McHale expected to raise about $25,000 to feed the hungry. My name is Jim Cleefield. Just a reminder, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to take a short break and be back with more of the show right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right...
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live on a festive Sunday here at the Westchester Table Tennis Center in Pleasantville. We're here for an event called Smash Hunger, hosted by our good friends at J.P. McHale Pest Management, a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio. And all proceeds benefit the Community Food Pantry, St. Mary's at Lake Mohegan. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mac-K, and our extraordinary engineer. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by J.P. McHale Pest Management, along with Entergy, Indigo Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Yes, indeed, Matt. And we want to let you know, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. Well, what a wonderful day it has been and continues. Over 125 people participating in this charity ping pong tournament. As we said, it's a wonderful cause. And joining us here right now, another of the McHale brothers. He's the middle brother of this fine company. His name is Doug McHale. And Doug, I must say, the change of venue, I think, is meant for a bigger turnout and I think even more money raised than last year, correct?
Yeah, I think we're going to top 25,000 this year, and it's a great venue here. We had a great turnout, and it's great for the food pantry.
Well, last year when you did this, it was a bowling tournament, and you raised about 15,000. But again, you definitely expect to top that this year based on the turnout that we've seen today.
Absolutely, and everybody's having a great time here in Pleasantville, and they're all sporting their J.P. McHale caps, and we're happy to be here and support the food pantry.
For those who may have just joined us late, how did J.P. McHale get involved with this particular charity? When did that all get started?
You know, my younger brother basically spearheaded the whole thing, and it's been at least, you know, 6-7 years now, I believe. And he actually works at the kitchen during the holiday months and stuff like that. So he kind of brought it to the table, and myself and my two brothers, you know, really enjoyed, you know, helping out the community, and it's just taken off from there.
The fact that we can't emphasize this enough, Doug, hunger is a year-round problem. It's not just during the holiday season. I mean, there are fundraisers like this all year round, food drives, but what makes this extra special is it's a fun day for the family and the kids especially.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, like you said, hunger is not just around the holidays, and Listen, it helps. It just feels great to help out the community. And like I said, any time is a great time to help.
And for $25,000, which you expect to raise, I mean, that can feed a whole host of families, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great thing.
Yeah, as I said, and we said it is a year-round problem that we're trying to tackle. I mean, Smash Hunger, I mean, that's a wonderful title for this. Is you want to wipe out hunger. That's what it is.
Yeah, and like I said, I have to give that credit to my younger brother, which is not always easy, but he came up with the whole slogan, and he contacts all the sponsors, contacts everybody involved, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but again, we're just happy to be involved.
Well, it truly is a labor of love. I mean, it's volunteering. We talked to some of the volunteers. Some were here for the very first time, and one gentleman who was here it inspires people to do more.
Yeah, and we're here on the Sunday, and there's a lot of J.P. McHale employees that are here that are just willing to help and come out on a Sunday away from their friends and family, and it's just great to see. Just great to see. But, again, that's what J.P. McHale is all about, and the fact that we can help this particular cause is just unbelievable.
It really is. And, again, a lot of the money raised came from the tournament entry fees, also the 50-50, a good chunk of that came from it, right?
That's correct. Selling 50-50s as we speak right now.
And again, if anybody wants more information about your services, they can go to your website. It's nopest.com, right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, Doug McHale, thanks so much for joining us. A very successful day for this event. And can sing success to you and everybody at J.P. McHale.
And thank you. And thank you for supporting us and the cause. And it's good to be here.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
McHale, ladies and gentlemen, with J.P. McHale Pest Management, the proud host of this wonderful event and proud sponsors of Westchester Talk Radio as well. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. My name is Jim Cleefield. Back with more right after this.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.